KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a clear sky. It's 49 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 73. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Well, documents say employees maintained a secret waiting list of veterans for some Omaha mental health appointments. The Omaha World Herald reports that a compliance officer's memo to the director of the Department of Veterans Affairs, Nebraska Western Iowa Healthcare System, says the list dodged VA requirements for establishing and maintaining waiting lists. The compliance officer's audit included two whistleblower complaints made about lists for appointments at the VA's mental health psychotherapy clinic in Omaha. The VA acknowledges the audit but won't answer questions about it. It also says that no veterans were harmed. The VA set up strict requirements for establishing waiting lists following a 2014 scandal that showed VA employees were covering up chronic delays with false paperwork and secret lists. A man from Union County was arrested Monday afternoon on a warrant out of Nebraska. Creston police arrested 29-year-old Christopher Willems of Creston on a Sarpy County, Nebraska warrant for violation of probation on an original possession of controlled substance charge. Willems was being held in the Union County jail pending extradition to Nebraska. And a Creston man reported to police Monday morning that someone had stolen property from his home, valued at $1,500 altogether. The incident at a residence in the 600 block of Grand Avenue in Creston took place sometime between August 1st and October 13th. The missing items included a gold watch, two teeth with gold fillings, and a prayer blanket. Page County Sheriff's Office reports a man from Coyne was arrested Sunday evening on a theft charge. 32-year-old Derek Ray Lynn was arrested at his residence on a Page County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Lynn was transported to the Page County Jail, where he posted bond and was released pending further court proceedings. Police in Clarinda arrested a man and woman on drug charges Saturday morning following a traffic stop and the deployment of the canine RACO. 25-year-old James Robert Castillo of Bedford was arrested a little after 10 a.m. on Saturday on felony charges that include possession with the intent to deliver more than 5 grams of methamphetamine and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. Castillo also faces a serious misdemeanor possession of a controlled substance charge for a substance that is believed to be methamphetamine. He was being held in the Page County Jail on $100,000 bond. Also arrested was 52-year-old Tina Marie Benkowicz of Clarinda. She was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and later released on a $300 bond. Investigative reports have been forwarded to the Page County Attorney's Office for review and consideration of the filing of formal charges. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 33-year-old Keith Matthew Wyatt of Minden was arrested at around 3:30 a.m. Saturday following an investigation into the theft of two high-definition surveillance cameras from the Iowa gun store in Walnut. The cameras and computer hardware were valued at $625 altogether. The owner of the store was able to retrieve video evidence with a deputy at the scene that resulted in Wyatt being charged with theft in the fourth degree and fifth degree criminal mischief. A man already being held in the Pott County Jail was charged early Saturday morning with possession of contraband in a jail, and the contraband was hydrocodone pills. Authorities say the charge was filed against 37-year-old Jonathan Dale Campbell of Council Bluffs. 20-year-old Darren Lamont Jackson Jr. of Council Bluffs was arrested Saturday afternoon in Pottawatomie County following a traffic stop for speeding. His vehicle also did not have registration plates or paper tags. Jackson was initially issued verbal warnings for the offenses and released, but a subsequent records check revealed he was wanted on a warrant charging him with 3 counts of violating a protective order. A deputy caught up with Jackson Jr. and pulled him over for a second time before placing him under arrest. Also arrested in Pottawatomie County on Saturday was 41-year-old Charles Douglas Nichols of Council Bluffs, who was parked at the end of a dead-end road. An investigation resulted in his arrest at around 4:15 p.m. for OWI first offense, carrying weapons, possession of a controlled substance, amphetamines and or methamphetamines, and possession of drug paraphernalia, which includes methamphetamine in a syringe. He was also said to be in possession of a homemade cutting instrument at the time of his arrest. Also, 35-year-old Lindsay Guest of Council Bluffs was arrested Saturday night for OWI first offense after she was pulled over for swerving into and out of the traffic lanes. And Sunday evening, Pott County deputies arrested 31-year-old Nina Brandy Nicole Bruns of Manning at the Underwood I-80 truck stop. Bruns was arrested on 2 counts of possession of controlled substance, marijuana, and was found to have in her possession 49.6 grams of a green leafy substance, a marijuana blunt, and 3 drug pipes. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the Iowa Department of Transportation reports that this Wednesday, construction crews will close the westbound Interstate 80, northbound I-29 exit to the South Expressway in Council Bluffs. That would be exit 3, beginning at 6 a.m., and that's for 2 days to complete final construction activities in the area. On Wednesday and Thursday evenings, October 18th and 19th, the on-ramp of the South Expressway to westbound I-80 northbound and westbound I-80 and northbound I-29, that is, will be closed at 9 p.m. and reopened prior to the morning commute. And by Friday morning, October 20th, motorists will be driving on the newly constructed westbound I-80 lanes and using the new I-80-I-29 interchange. The Madison Avenue on-ramp that was closed at the beginning of the month will then reopen on Friday, and the ramps at the South Expressway will also be open. Drivers should note the northbound I-29 traffic designed for the South Expressway, Exit 3, will not be able to access the exit until the detour pavement is constructed. They should use U.S. 275 detour until April of 2018. The new roadway design features a right-hand exit from westbound I-80 to southbound I-29 at Exit 4, utilizing the new flyover bridge, changing the existing left-hand exit that drivers currently use. The South Expressway, or Exit 3, will be shifted east of the current location. The Iowa DOT encourages motorists to use caution while becoming accustomed to the traffic shift. The Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau has identified 5 Iowa counties that it wants to target and try and cut an increase in traffic accidents during the past year. Carroll, Marshall, Benton, Muscatine, and Plymouth County are part of the project known as the High 5 Rural Traffic Safety Program. Iowa State Patrol Trooper John Farley says for Plymouth County, making the list was based on the number of accidents, not just accidents resulting in death.
Plymouth County only had 3 fatality accidents last year, but there was 80 personal injury accidents or fatalities total. And that does represent kind of a large number for the population, so per capita. 16 of those accidents did occur within the city limits of Lamar's, but the other 64 did happen outside of Lamar's or in the county areas.
Farley says for Plymouth County and the others on the High 5 list, they'll do some additional patrolling of the county's roads and highways.
We will be working projects throughout the year, and the main focus on this year is going to be in impairments. And when we talk about impairments, it's not just drunk driving. It's alcohol, narcotics, and prescription, all types of impairments that are going to be included in this.
The Iowa State Patrol Trooper says in addition to a step-up of enforcement activity, there will be several educational and informative ads.
And, of course, that through our regular driver's ed programs, any time that there's a civic group that wants some educational opportunities in this, and we're talking about Rotary Clubs, Lion Clubs, stuff like that.
Trooper Farley says in addition to watching for impaired drivers, the High 5 program will look for distracted driving, primarily those drivers that are texting while driving, and others who are speeding.
We've said it before, speed kills. We've always heard that, and it still is the number one factor in accidents is still speed related.
The Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau says 72% of the fatal crashes in Iowa in 2015 occurred on the secondary rural roads. Rural roads make up about 79% of the total roadways in the state. That is a check of the news brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.